I was extremely glad to hear the news that Nita just shared with all of us, too, because this is yet another heavy topic, a serious topic, and one that actually is an existential threat to life on the planet. It is that serious. We are going to be talking about chemtrails tonight. Don't people talk about the weather when they have nothing else to talk about? Weather has been radical the last few years. And some of it has been reported and some of it has not, because those who are behind the spraying of the atmosphere, as if we were bugs waiting to be exterminated, really don't want us to know exactly what they're doing. They want to keep the debate going. And while we refer to these crosshatch lines in the sky as chemtrails, that really is not an accurate name for them. It is a great description, but it sort of goes along with conspiracy theories. And about a week ago, our son called me, and we were talking, and he was on his way to Puget Sound to do some kiteboarding. And it was a clear day, sunny. We've had an unusual summer again in Washington, and we've also had fires, as we did last summer. Last summer's Carlton Complex fire in the Mattow Valley that wiped out so many homes that many of you helped us minister to the victims afterward, and I want to say thank you, was the largest fire in the history of Washington State, and it's burning again. It started last week. Lightning strikes, I believe, and when we moved to Washington State over 35 years ago, we never had thunder and lightning storms. Our kids had to visit the East Coast grandparents to get in on the excitement of those storms. But with all the weather modification, we've started having thunderstorms, lightning storms, and it's dry lightning that sparks these fires. So they're burning hotter because the trees and the vegetation are diseased. They're not healthy because of the things that are coming down from these chemtrails in the skies. Anyway, our son said to me, Mom, I said, you know, while you're out there on the Sound kiteboarding, it's a beautiful day. Look up and see if you see any chemtrails in the sky. He said, oh, Mom, that sounds like a conspiracy theory. And my response to him was, it's only a theory until it's been proven. So if you talk to your friends and your family about the chemtrails, I want you to know the correct terminology. By the way, our son got very quiet after I started dropping a few facts on him that I'm going to be sharing tonight. And so they do get wiser as they get older. Adam at the back, who is just one of our new dads, was a little bit skeptical. He thought the chemtrails were really contrails, those vapor trails that are left behind from normal jets. But I want you to know that Adam pulled these pictures up after we looked at the skies together a few days ago. And these are man-made cirrus clouds. I mentioned those to him while we were watching them, and we saw a metallic-looking rainbow in those clouds. And the metallic-looking rainbows are an indication of the nanometal particles in what they're spraying. They're not natural rainbows whatsoever. And by the way, NASA now has put out for grade school children a science program about man-made cirrus clouds and how cool they are. So they're beginning to program the next generation to accept this stuff as normal, as great science. Did you know that July was the hottest month last month since we've been keeping records in 1880? It was the hottest in Iran where the actual temperature of 115 felt like, with the heat index, 165 degrees. There were people dying in Iran, throughout the Middle East, I believe, and in India due to this unusual weather caused by man and by this stuff in the skies. So the actual proper term, and there are several of them, but the most widely accepted proper term for man-manufactured weather is geoengineering. And there are scientists with that title behind their name. Now, there's a more recent addition to that, and it's called biogeoengineering, because it is affecting all of the biology of life on Earth, including us, our bodies. How many of you were with us in March in Kansas City? Okay, quite a few of you. We were taking a look at mind control, specifically media mind control, but as we came forward to the present, we started touching on the chemtrails. And if you were with us, you may remember that Nita had a vision during one of the gathering meetings in Kansas City. And she saw something out over the Pacific Ocean. And we think now that we know what it actually is. So I'll get to that in a few minutes, because we're going to have to pray about that. I am so glad. I am so glad that Jesus is going to deal with this for us. He is good. And his mercies endure forever. Another name for what they're doing to the weather is solar radiation management. And the idea is that we're putting up a sun shield around the Earth to curb global warming. And now they're not even calling it global warming anymore. They're calling it climate change. But they're keeping the debate going about whether the Earth is actually warming or not warming. And that is intentional. And for those of you who live on the East Coast, you have not seen the drought that the West Coast has been in for 4 years in Washington and the North, and I think for 7 in California, and all throughout the Southwest, because the largest population centers in the U.S. are along the East Coast. So they're keeping you fairly cool, including winter snowstorms. And I know many of you don't care for those. But they're isolating the drought in the states. And a lot of what's going on in other nations is not even being reported. There are now 4 continents in serious drought. Mongolia, last month in July, reported an 80% crop loss. 80%. And if you had seen the photos of the soil, of the land that I've seen, they can't begin to replant. The soil is parched like a dry lake bed and cracked. So there's been no rain for I don't know how long. China is in drought. Australia, New Zealand, all the mass of Asia. Russia has had problems, and they've got locusts coming in. And Siberia forests have been burning since last year. Hundreds of square miles. So, because again, the trees are not healthy from what they have been trying to take up from the soil, because their roots are contaminated with what's been being sprayed. Another title is stratospheric aerosol geoengineering. And so, I mean, they just keep coming up with different titles while they deny that they're doing this. They have never admitted in the United States that they are actually doing this. And I've stood next, shoulder to shoulder, next to people and said, do you see the man-made cirrus clouds? Do you see the chemtrails? And they can't see them. It's just the craziest thing. So look at the pictures and then go out and look at the sky so that you know how to recognize these things and you know when they're being sprayed. They're spraying in daytime. They're spraying at night. And they're also, they began spraying quite high in the ionosphere. And now they have brought it down. They're spraying much lower in what is called the troposphere. And new information within, I've just seen it in the last month. We now know what the base material is that is being sprayed low. And this research was done in the San Diego area. They tried to get comparisons of pure water and water that was full of the chemicals from what they're spraying, and they couldn't get any pure water, open exposed water. But they sent samples of the water to an independent lab, and they came back with a 99% certainty that the base material being sprayed over our heads is coal fly ash. Now, coal fly ash is what the EPA back in, I want to say about the 70s, legislated laws against, the Congress legislated at the behest of the EPA, because it was so toxic. It is what they were required. Coal plants are still being burned to create electricity. And so they've been required in Western nations for a number of decades to trap whatever would go out of the chimneys into the air because it is so toxic. We know that there's arsenic and lead in it, and there are 300 other deadly chemicals. And this now is the base material of what we assume they're spraying everywhere, but at least in San Diego. And so not only is aluminum, and it's aluminum dioxide, which is a very volatile form and is the chief material, a heavy metal, a toxic metal. There's barium, there's strontium, chromium. Let's see, what else is it? Oh, fluoride. Recently learned that there's also fluoride in what they're spraying. So as all of these chemicals filter down, they've contaminated our air, our water, and our soil. And primarily the aluminum has blocked the uptake of moisture in the roots of plants and trees. And that's why the trees are sick. And then the aluminum and the other metals that are nanoized, they're so fine, they're almost, but not quite invisible to the human eye, the naked eye, are causing the forest fires to burn hotter. So when a lightning strikes a tree, the whole forest can go up and burn extraordinarily hot, high heat, and fast moving. And usually there are winds created by that heat in a fire too. So very destructive. The Weather Channel, and probably all of your local television stations that are reporting the weather and showing you, they used to show the satellite maps of the weather that was coming into your region of the country. If you have noticed, they no longer show the satellite pictures. They show a cartoon version of what they say is in the satellite pictures. And the reason they're doing that is because they don't want us to see these things on the maps on TV, because they were showing up from the satellite imagery. So they've scrubbed that. That's the reason you've got a cartoon, you know, in motion type of thing, showing you what your weather will be tomorrow and next week and so forth. Also, I've read, and I haven't been able to confirm if this is still true, that the Rothschild family owns the Weather Channel. And it was true. It may not be now because they've had some financial problems, so they've been releasing and selling off some of their media outlets. And I would like to hope that the Weather Channel is one of many. All right, who is behind this? We know that there are 50 corporations involved in the spraying of the skies. We know the Department of Defense is involved. I've looked at patents involving weather changing, that date back to the 1930s, when the Air Force was trying to make man-made fog and clouds. And by the way, in 99, the Air Force came out with a report. Let me see if I can remember exactly how this goes. Whether a force multiplier owning the weather in 2025. Okay, that title tells you what the intention was. Now, that was just in 99. But they've been doing individual experiments in fashioning the weather, making man-made weather for a long time. By the way, there are intelligence agencies involved in this too, those that we won't name specifically. But I've always thought that the term Army intelligence has to be an oxymoron. Think about it for a moment. The banksters are involved also. The planes are unmarked. They won't admit that they're spraying. The scientists won't admit that they're experimenting. But most of the scientists are now saying weather modification, geoengineering, biogeoengineering, can't work, cannot work. Because things are not as fixed as they would like to think that they are. HAARP is involved, especially in the higher, the stratospheric spraying, where the metals are then shot with the HAARP frequency waves, and there's a heating effect, and the heating effect causes warm air to rise, hot air to rise, and leaves a gap, and it shifts the jet streams. So that's a reason for the California drought and the floods along the Mississippi Valley. And this is true around the Earth. I should also add that we are not the only nation involved in weather modifications. Russia has been involved for some time, and China has been involved. But China caused a very destructive snowstorm that did a lot of expensive damage in Beijing a couple of years ago. And we're hoping that they've slowed down. They're not talking about it, but we're hoping that they've slowed this down. Because this, whether we were the only ones doing it or not, and we're spraying here, and we're spraying in other NATO countries, those trade winds, those jet streams, carry all of the stuff that we're spraying around the globe. So this has gone throughout the Earth. Every nation is affected, and a lot of things are dying. About 3 months ago, I was reading that we were losing 200 plant and animal species a day. They were going extinct. A few weeks ago, I read that it is now 300 plant and animal species a day. The West Coast fisheries are shutting down, and because of some issues going on in the Pacific with incredibly warm water, last year's salmon run, the young juveniles that went downstream and went to sea, did not find the phytoplankton to feed on. So I'm expecting in two and three years, we're not going to have salmon fishing on the West Coast. That's a big industry. We've already lost some major ones, but that's another big one. The sunlight, I mentioned solar radiation management as one of the names for geoengineering. We've been monitoring the amount of sunlight that reaches the Earth, the sun's energy, since the 1950s. And since 1990, we have seen, well, since before that we saw a reduction, but since 1990, we've seen a 17% reduction in the amount of sunlight that reaches Earth. And since, I think it was about 10 years before that, we lost some additional sunlight, it is now at 22% loss of sunlight reaching the Earth because of these milky white clouds that are suspended in our skies. It really is blocking sunlight. It is not blocking UV radiation, which is now at near X-ray levels. It's just beneath X-ray levels. So we're seeing increase in skin cancers. You will feel it. If it's a cloudy day and you touch your car's been parked out in the sun and you touch it, it probably feels hotter than it used to, and it probably is, because the UV radiation is coming in. With the decrease in sunlight, we have a concomitant response in a reduction of photosynthesis. So we've got reported crop losses, lower yields all around the world. Mongolia is the highest that I've seen. I don't know what they're going to do. I hope that China is able to help with that issue, that rice is growing somewhere over there. But as we block this sunlight with the milky skies, we've got heat trapped next to the Earth. And that increases, it's like a greenhouse. It increases the heat and the moisture. And so we've got an increase in fungus and all kinds of pests against the crops. And of course, the crops are not growing as well. The soil, the water, and the air are all contaminated. By the way, that reduction in sunlight is referred to as global dimming. Don't you just love all these creative labels for all the harm that they're doing? People are, well, doctors actually are reporting drastically lowered levels of vitamin D, because vitamin D is, it's a vitamin that behaves like a hormone in the human body. And we need it for health. We need it desperately for health. And so if you're not on a vitamin D supplement right now, I really suggest you might want to have your levels checked, but it wouldn't hurt you to supplement with some vitamin D, because it's a threat to every known disease. Vitamin D deficiency is very serious. What they're doing is illegal. Back in the 60s, during Vietnam, the Air Force got involved in sending in monsoon rains and extending the monsoon season for the purpose of keeping the Ho Chi Minh Trail, which was North Vietnam's supply route, under mud so that they could not ship supplies. And we managed to do it. We did extend the monsoon season. I think it was 67 or 68. Well, when the nations of the world found out what we had done, they were up in arms. And they pressed for a treaty as part of the Geneva Conventions. And it was passed in 1978, making weather modification a weapon of war, and an unacceptable weapon of war. I mentioned some of the sponsors are the Department of Defense, also NASA, NOAA, U.S. Department of Energy, and the intelligence community. With the chemicals being sprayed, particularly the aluminum, we know that aluminum in this form, it's first of all, it's inhaled and it's ingested as we eat the food from the soils, the meat, the cattle and whatnot that eat the foods. And it gets into our body. And because of the nanoparticles, because of the small size, this stuff goes into our organs, including the brain, where it actually does neurological damage. And so it's really no surprise that we have seen the rate of autism double in the last 10 years. And I think it's now 1 in 42 children, and boys are higher than girls in those numbers. But we've also seen increasing levels of ADHD and Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease. They're all neurological disorders, and we know that they are all linked to the damage caused by aluminum. So it's highly suggestive that this is where it's coming from. Okay. I don't know if Adam or Beth has the pictures of the Pacific Ocean. and the map of the nation. Okay, this is satellite imagery. I think it's a NOAA map. I think it says that on there somewhere. Okay, we think this is what the Lord showed Nita in March. Unscientifically and unceremoniously, there was first of all one section of, that's warm water, that's actually superheated water in the Pacific Ocean, the red. The one in the middle off the coast of California was the original. It was first observed 2 years ago. And they said they didn't know what it was, but they probably did. And now there's a second one, just north of that, off the coast of Oregon and Washington, going up toward the Gulf of Alaska. They call this unceremoniously the blob. Now there are two blobs, blob one and blob two. And the band that you see running through the South Pacific is the coming El Nino, the superheated warm water in the South Pacific that also disrupts weather. So it appears that the powers that be, the Illuminati and their buddies, are planning to keep the really warm areas over the Pacific Ocean for now. So again, we can keep the debate going about whether the Earth is warming or cooling. Now, the problem with this is those superheated areas have no oxygen in the water. So they are dead zones. Nothing is alive in there. There's also an algae bloom that this summer is up around Vancouver Island, just north of Washington State Peninsula. And there's some of the same algae blooms in these superheated areas. And part of the algae, it's not phytoplankton, which the sea life eats, it's algae. Part of it is toxic because of the levels of temperature, the heat in those things. So what Nita saw was that life in the oceans would die first, and then life on the land would follow. And that is exactly what will happen if the Lord were not to intervene. This is quite serious. It's that superheated area is responsible for the fish kills. When you see the pictures of all the sea life that wash up on the shore, the bee colony collapses are affected by all kinds of things, including the heavy metals. And then the fungus that comes along with the greenhouse effect of the solar radiation management. So is that the algae bloom, Adam? That's it. All right. So you can see what's growing out there. Part of weather management that a lot of the corporations have been trying to sell other nations on is fertilizing the oceans with iron filings. So now we have yet another contamination, but they are trying whatever they can do. You know, the crazy thing about this is, if the Earth really is warming, and they would like to believe that the energy from the superheated core of the Earth is fixed, however, it is not. And that was discovered and celebrated in Science Magazine, I think it was, about 20 years ago, and then it was buried. And they went on believing their fantasy that the energy emitted from the core of the Earth is a stable, fixed number. It's not. And if you correlate with USGS measurements, the number of 6-point and higher earthquakes since 1973, you find that there has been warming. There has been, that's what's causing mountains to erupt. Volcanoes. And thank you. We get to a certain age, we all need to help one another. I really appreciate it. So it could be that the Earth is warming, because it is cyclical. It goes through warming periods and cooling periods throughout its history. And when the Earth warms, God put into place these marvelous breakpoints. It should be, when it's warmer, raining more. We should be seeing more rain because that would help cool the earth. And we also should be seeing more hurricanes and cyclones in the southern hemisphere because hurricanes and cyclones have a cooling effect. The scientists are actually afraid to stop in their tracks with the chemtrails. They're afraid to stop doing this because the earth would tend to return to a cooler place by creating incredible storms. And at the beginning of Obama's second term in January of 2013, we began seeing more of the overflights, more of the chemtrails in the sky, and they were lower because the determination was made that Katrina was too costly and they didn't want another hurricane of that nature. Now, they'll let them roll out in the Asian nations. China has been hammered. So have some of the islands, just hammered. They will let those roll out, but they're binding the hurricanes, which would actually help this warming that is going on. Okay. In addition, there's one more thing I need to tell you about. In addition to the hydrological cycle being disrupted and the fish kills and the algae blooms and the lack of sea life as the whales and the other animals are floating up on shore, their carcasses. In addition to that, this warming that it appears the geoengineering is contributing to and actually increasing the warming is causing a release of methane from under the seafloor, under lake floors, and from Antarctica, from the Arctic. Methane is normally buried under the seas, under the lake beds, under the polar ice caps. And right now, methane being released, I've seen pictures of it being released from beneath ice floes, icebergs, and I don't know if it was Alaska or Antarctica, but you can actually see these methane bubbles in the ice working their way up to be released into the atmosphere. Right now, the ambient methane gas around the globe is at the highest level it has ever been since they've been measuring it. And nobody really knows how long life, us included, the bugs, the bees, the birds, the dogs, the cats, the horses, all of us, can survive with increasing levels of methane. And as you get these cycles going, the warming actually amplifies, it speeds up, because warming gives rise to more factors that give rise to more warming. But the methane is another very, very serious issue because we don't know how long we can survive. And I'll tell you how crazy the thinking is. Rather than deciding that we've got to stop this because we're destroying life on Earth, it's called omnicide. It's when everything, plant, animal, and human, dies all at the same time. We're facing omnicide. And when that starts happening, nobody knows how long this is going to, you know, we're going to be able to endure this. They have now started mounting HAARP units onto ocean-going vessels so that they can triangulate from anywhere on the globe. There's at least one on every continent, several on some continents, and they're able to triangulate over oceans and land masses anywhere on Earth right now with two opposing radio frequencies, microwaves, to destroy the methane. That's what they're trying to do to fix this problem that they created in the first place. I mean, you would think that, wouldn't you think, that a reasonable, logical person would say, we better stop fiddling with the weather because we've fixed ourselves a fix that we may not be able to unfix. But they're not recognizing that. Now, to their credit, a few scientists are saying there's so much potential for an immensely destructive mistake, but they're continuing the research. They're also now, all the science communities agree that this can't work, but they're continuing to do it. So the only conclusion that I think we can come to is that this is a continuation of the eugenics program. And that has worked its way up through the Illuminati for centuries. The Illuminati actually believe that they are half gods. And so I don't know exactly how they expect to survive in the same environment that we're enjoying. Yeah, underground. Doesn't sound like fun to me. Okay. When I started looking at a little bit of the chemtrails in preparation for March, Kansas City, I noticed something interesting. I noticed that there were parallels to the judgments on Egypt. Now, I want to make something clear. These were God's judgments upon the gods of Egypt in the Exodus. But I just quickly want to go down the list and highlight what some of those plagues of Egypt were. I'm not saying, while these are plagues, I'm not saying that God has sent them. He has definitely not. These are man-made plagues created by men playing God. But there is a correlation. And God said in Exodus 6:6, "I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will free you from their bondage, and I will rescue you with an outstretched arm, with special and vigorous action, and by mighty acts of judgment." So God did what? He freed the people who were enslaved. And He said, "The Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I stretch forth my hand upon Egypt and bring out the Israelites from among them." So when God intervenes, and He's going to, if we do our prayerful repentance tonight and deal with this stuff, God is going to show up and show off. So, the first one was when the Nile, the water turned to blood. The second one was swarms of frogs that came up out of the Nile. And we've already talked about the chemtrails contaminating the water, the surface water and the groundwater. Then there were biting gnats and wonderful swarms of blood-sucking gadflies. And the thing that triggered the thought on this was the swarms of the nanobots. Remember we talked about smart dust and the nanobots when we were in KC? If you don't know what this is, look up smart dust and you will learn about that. But there were swarms of blood-sucking gadflies, and the swarming nanobots have given rise to a condition called Morgellons disease. It's basically a collapse of the immune system, but it comes with sores or boils that break open and out of which the physical body actually emits these fibers, these nanofibers. And by the way, I found Air Force patents 2000 to 2003 for the creation of nanofibers, for the equipment to create it, and the materials to create it. The next one was the livestock plague. How many of you remember in 2013 when it snowed very early? It was too warm to snow, and a lot of cattle died. Do you remember that? Throughout the Midwest, the farmers lost complete herds. Well, that's been happening in many places. That's what happened in Beijing. It's actually man-made nucleated snow. And when it fell as wet with all the concentrated chemicals, and it went into the skin through the fur on the cattle, went into the skin and kept them cold and wet. And it was the chemicals in the snow that killed the cattle. So it looks like the Illuminati are imitating God's judgment on Egypt. Then God instructed Moses to take hands full of ash and throw them up into the air, and they would become small dust over the land of Egypt and become boils. And that's the Morgellon syndrome in the smart dust. Then there was a plague of hail, and we've had these unusual weather systems with lightning storms, thunderstorms, that was all in there. Locusts, and we've got the fungus and the pests increasing on the crops because the root systems are not healthy. And then we've got darkness over Egypt, and we've got global dimming at 22%. And then all of the firstborns in the 10th plague were taken. And we look at the childhood neurological diseases. And remember that in Egypt, there were firstborns who were adults as well. So we can't eliminate the Alzheimer's and the Parkinson's, which generally affects older people, not necessarily firstborns. But then came Passover. Then came Passover. And God said, put the blood over your house for you and your family. And the death angel will pass over. And so we're going to do some praying. All right. God has promised us that if we do this, if we pray, he will hear and he will answer our prayers. Thank you, Lord.
Lynn, I think it would be a real good idea for us also to pray, because I saw in a vision that there was going to be another plague on the beef and on the pork. So I think it would be a really good idea that we pray for God's protection over our cattle and over our pigs, okay, as well as as well as the human race, that until he stops these chemtrails, that God will put out a supernatural protection over mankind,
amen,
over,
amen,
the crops, amen, over everything it's affecting.
Okay. All right. The slides, the pictures of the chemtrails that were up here, came from a website called geoengineeringwatch.org. And since we will not be doing any ongoing teaching on the subject, that's a site that I can really endorse for its credibility and its research. So you might want to track it. They were working on the lawsuit, and I'm still watching the site for additional information. It's geoengineeringwatch.org. And I want to credit the information that I brought about the whistleblowers at Oak Ridge and the Air Force gentleman to Dane Wigington, the man who started that website, geoengineeringwatch.org. So thanks.